To begin, the amount of support that is ably present is blowing my mind, literally, which of course is the whole point. We are the ones that are bringing forth the new consciousness, the new awareness, the new orchestration of self. So it's very important that we stand up proud and arrive. And so what they mean is that we can reach heaven. The more that we understand all the masters that we call upon, all the masters that we seek their higher advice, we're really demonstrating our faithfulness of allowance that we are readily providing. So in other words, there's the earthly bodysuit where we have a name, we've been following program, we seem to be identified with this body. And then there's an orchestration of love's arrival. So orchestration of love's arrival, I'm just looking at everyone's body, and there's an illuminated consciousness, there's an illuminated presence, there's a light body extraordinaire that it's making its presence known, it's making its authorization known, it's making its unavoidable gifting known. So the reason they're saying unavoidable is we still prefer contraction, and it would seem so silly, right? It's sort of like, I'll keep the old model even though the new is faster, better equipped, more my lifestyle. There's something about, it's just sort of like being comfortable in the known. So to step out into a new reality, to step out into a newer thought authorization, we have to commit to our wholeness, to our light, to our power. And interestingly enough, our sense of powerlessness, sort of like always blaming another, always looking to another. It could be parents that, you know, squashed your ideas. It could be politicians. It could be governments. It could be your boss. It could be your spouse. But there's always another, some outer influence that's creating the problem. And so that's the ego story, is like the blame game, the insistent judgment and judgment and judgment. So the reason they're just sort of putting that out there is we are already present. So already present is we are already self-evolved, self-actualized in our awakened heart, in our master consent. So getting back to the very beginning, when we call on the lovely masters, when we call on support and guidance, we want to fan our own flame. And they're asking us to commit to this, to really look into the master's eyes. It's sort of like pick your favorite master. Look into their eyes and see your own true reflection. So this is about stepping into our light, stepping into our power, stepping in to our wholeness at last. So all of this master presence is here just sort of like illuminating that which we also are. So they're saying that like we're gaining maturity. I knew that was gonna happen. Come here, buddy. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. We're gaining maturity and being willing to see beyond the falsehood, to see beyond the limited wall, to see and receive ourselves beyond first glance. First glance is, yeah, what else is new? So we're always feeling that separation. That's what the body represents, boundary, separation, duality. That's gonna be the first glance. But as we allow our eyes to adjust, so when I say eyes adjusting, there are an endless number of eyes that I'm staring at. And so these eyes somehow then become, oh gosh, it's like they somehow travel on angel wings. So it's like a wingspan, and they're just many, 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 many eyes. So this is the sensitivity that we're absorbing. This is the look alive that we're presenting. So as you will draw from your inner heart, as you will draw from your inner source, excitement, you're going to find yourselves already given, already awakened, already declared, already well supervised. So the well supervised is that each of us have like a graduate. When I say each of us as if we're singular, it almost doesn't even make sense in this consciousness, because we're all opening up to that unity triumph that has been like stored away, tucked away, waiting for our already assistance, ready assistance. So that ready assistance is echoing, is triumphing, is bellowing, is causing us to stir. So causing us to stir is just imagine you're sleepy, you're 5 more minutes, let me do the snooze, and now we're truly awakened. So remember, we're awakening to a new lifestyle. We're awakening to a new love's consent. We're awakening to a new triumph. We're awakening to a new self-realization at last. The more that we understand that we're growing in lifestyle, we're going to continue to have a heart for self. So that heart for self is we're no longer looking down. We're no longer believing the false premise of self. We're increasing our love's arrival. So again, we're moving into being led by the higher heart, being awakened by the higher heart that is already being stirred, that's already being promoted, that's already heard your readiness. So in other words, you have said yes, or you wouldn't be receiving this transmission. So that's what you want to come and to kind of congratulate yourself, to really realize it's no longer a maybe. It's a definite assumption. It's a definite graduation. They're already sewing your graduation gown. Whatever makes you smile, if you want a halo, if you want angel wings, if you want a luminous gown of light, if you want to see your rainbow body, whatever makes you smile, whatever like literally cracks a smile, that's what they want you to receive. To receive your wholeness, to receive your welcome surprise. So the welcome surprise is realizing when we call on the Christ energies, we're calling on our own Christ energies. We're calling on our true essence, our true self. That's already lifted in good standby. So good standby is here, waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to consent, waiting for us to move into our illuminated sense of persuasion. So that sense of persuasion is, I'm being stirred by my light, I'm recognizing my light. And what we're gonna find is we're gonna start like sort of leaving things midstream. Like, I don't need to finish that argument. I don't need to have the last word. I don't need to adjust those that are still seeing with impoverished sight, because we're moving into our true verse. We're moving into our true allowance. And so once you come upon love, once you come upon the awakened heart, everything is carried, meaning everything that you require for your love's demonstration. In other words, each of us are awakening to that higher remembrance of self. And we're here to increase and multiply. So there's a divine appointment. There's something that you're here to present. There's something that you're here to demonstrate. There's something that you are in charge of. And so we want to remember, as we surrender to our light, as we become self-absorbed. So it's sort of like light take over, higher self take over. I am presence. I am here and willing. That vibration, that frequency adjustment signals our readiness for more. So whatever we need, we need out of the old job, we need more capital, we need physical health, like whatever it is that we are now ready to source. We want to remember that there's no accident where you feel without, where you feel shoved, where you feel in dismay, because you're the one activating that godly presence and bringing yourself to riches again, we're exploring consciousness, and we are the masters. We are the ones sort of moving this stone from the tomb. We are the ones graduating into our light. It's like light illustration. So when we say illustration, I just see like the DNA activation, and it's coming upon us steady. So steady is not next week, not next month, not next year. Steady is right now. Steady is right now. So we're all activating our new loves. How would I say that? Like alignment. So it's sort of like holding. Now there's a certain frequency. There's a certain energy quotation or quotient or percentage that steadies us properly. So we may have like little moments or samadhi experiences, which are just wonderful, and we love. But what we really are opening up to is that steady glance. So in other words, we're opening that heart to our new accommodations. And so that's going to give us liftoff performance. So whatever it is that's going to make us whole, that's going to make us keen on seeing, in other words, this is the way, it's going to bring us up steadily, mightily, resourcefully. And so from that higher promotion, from that, wow, here are the blessings, here's everything I've been seeking, we are now ready to demonstrate. So if you're going to write the book, if you're going to have the class, if you're going to go help heal, whatever it is, we do that out of our abundance. So it's sort of like no more light workers working out of low self-esteem or in impoverished settings or whatever. We're working out of our abundance. So allow yourselves to be demonstrated upon. Demonstrated upon is I choose my I am presence in this holy moment. And love has arrived. Love has arrived because love is God. Love is our higher self. Love is illuminated presence. Love is the master power. Love has arrived. So now we understand when we're busy arguing, we're not loving. And so whether we think we're right, the arguing doesn't pass muster. In other words, it brings us down in terms of that love frequency, the power, the empowerment, the 5D, the unity consciousness. Is in the holding pattern of vicinity of embodying love's presence. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be illuminated. When I'm saying that, I just see like someone's lungs, and it's like they're breathing the new invocation, they're breathing in the heavenly scent. So we want to remember we're simply agreeing to the power of the light that we've always been, where we took a downward gaze to serve the many. In other words, we took this divine appointment, we went into this incarnation of lower consciousness soon to return, but we each had a mission to sort of clean things up. So we took on karmic energies and karmic patterns. And so we are soon to relieve ourselves of that because as we swim upward, in other words, we assume our rightly placement, all becomes one. So we're not receiving something we're already not. We're simply tuning back in, turning to our illuminated self. So allow yourselves to be duly noted. That means when we agree to the sunshine, when we agree to the illuminated self, everything in our life now takes its rightful place. So whatever seemed like a struggle now has new instructions because we're the ones agreeing to see. We're the ones agreeing to stay illuminated. We are the ones that are agreeing to become one with Source. And through Source, we source all of those godly administrations. In other words, bringing God into form, bringing consciousness to light. So allow that to take place with ease, with grace, with abundance. and allow all to do the same. So in other words, we're not doing this for the singular, we're doing this for the plural, we're doing this for the many. Because as we wake up to our ascended gifting, our ascended presence, our ascended holy actualized essence, we offer that. We offer that in pledge. So allow that to travel. Allow that to, like, almost like have a ripple effect. A stone drops in the water and the ripples go off to shore. This is also purging our record file. So that's, past memories, other incarnations that occur in the now eternal moment of arrival. All of these sequences are being pardoned, are being illuminated, are being advanced. With ease, may it increase and multiply. So may I come upon living from the awakened heart, and may that transmission be evermore. In other words, may everyone receive. May everyone find their way home. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. So we want to remember, and so it is, as we will establish it. So when we're holding that higher awareness now, we're all being recommended to the light. So we're going to notice with like a big flashlight where we've still had a moment of tumble. In other words, the old patterns may still have a little bit of energy, because it's like energy in motion. You stop rolling something and it still has a little bit of life on its own. But remember that light is all consuming. So it's really about receiving our quickening. It's sort of like, I don't need that anymore. I'm not even going there. That the light is becoming all consuming and quite frankly feels better. Really feels better. So again, we're the ones establishing the light. We're the ones creating the new earth reality.